opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on June the 4th. Good morning. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This week's starting off a little bit different than last week. And tomorrow, of course, is election day and from the primaries. And it is. It's going to be a big day. And a lot of things going. Like today we're going to have Sam Onestead on for like 20 minutes. And we're going to have Gary Hawkins on. The guy that owns Hawkins Company is going to be on. And, you know, this whole thing about this, about Measure A and Measure B is, okay, you know, about the shopping center and no shopping center, and then Measure B about, you know, growth, no growth. But nobody has talked to Gary Hawkins, the owner of Hawkins LLC, and he's going to be on today. He's going
to
call in.
We hope to get a call from John Dixon. Let's hear about John represented us in Naughty Knickers over the weekend, and so we'll hear some theater update as well. And we'll be talking about our weather and, gosh, what's going on here.
And speaking of weather.
Oh, temperatures are...
Did I introduce Linda Bott? You just kind of jumped in.
Well,
there.
I did.
Maybe they don't know who you are.
Well, okay. We're here together, aren't we?
Well,
Good morning. It's a great day. 90% chance of showers today with temperatures around 69. Lows with 52.
I'd say it's 100% right now. I'm standing out in the rain. You might want to move that up to 100%.
Well, you know, it's really funny. Before I left this morning, the gardener came Monday mornings, and he said, by the time I left, he's from Anderson, he said, I came, you know, he's got all his gear and everything. He said, I thought, you know, there might be some scattered showers here and there, and they come and they go. And he said, this is really nothing I can do. It's full-fledged out. So I'll be back tomorrow. So anyway, that's kind of where it is. Now, maybe it'll be clearing up in a little bit, but according to our forecast, there'll be showers tonight with temperatures around 52, just about 80% chance of precipitation. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. And again, it looks like we've got the, same look tomorrow, less chance of showers, but still, you know, we go into a Wednesday and it's sunny. Just to remember, we'll be giving you weather updates today. And the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Ensemble Vineyards.
It kind of got a little confused there because, Bob, I looked over across and Bob's got a computer that says local weather alert.
Yes, we do have an alert from the National Weather Service that due to this unsettled weather, we are going to be seeing thunderstorms quite possible today. And, of course, those can ignite wildland fires. So just be aware of that.
Okay. That was me trying to imitate thunder. All right, look, let's go to the Wells Fargo advisors, and right after that, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to bring on Sam Onestead right after that. But Josh Wiley, good morning from Wells Fargo.
Hey, good morning. Well, the major averages are looking to halt a three-day losing streak marked by concerns over slowing global growth and a weakening U.S. jobs outlook. U.S. economic data will play a factor in today's action. Currently, the Dow's down 42 points at 12,075, while the Nasdaq's down 13 at 2,733, and the S&P 500's down 7 at 1,271. Oil's down a penny at $83.22 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.56%. Gold's down $3.60 this morning at $1,618, while silver's down 26 cents at $28.25 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's up 42 cents at $65.98. Facebook still has not found a floor. It's down $1.04 at $26.68, while Goldman Sachs is down 79 cents at $91.85. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know, Wells Fargo Advisors are out there on Park Marina Drive, and they've got great information. I mean, this is a really unsettled time. So you go down and talk to Josh or Susan or Chris or Kathy, and they'll give you the right scoop. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Senator Sam Onestead, candidate for Congress.
We'll be right back.
need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
He's a guy that you can trust, that's going to get the job done. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
What strikes me about Brian is his honesty.
Brian Daly has done a wonderful job in Lassen County. We are debt-free now.
On June 5th, I will vote for Brian Daly.
Vote to send Brian Daly to the California Assembly. Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
What does it say about a man when he won't stand up and admit he's wrong? What does it say about a candidate when he can't control his own staff? And what does it say about us if we elect that man to Congress? It's a good thing Doug LaMalfa isn't our only option. We have a choice on June 5th, and the right choice is Sam Onestead for Congress. Sam is a man of integrity, with a reputation for straight talk and common sense built over a distinguished career as a state legislator. Sam is a man of honor, who served the people of the North State well and showed the courage of his convictions. Sam Onestead is a man you can trust. And that says a lot these days. This Tuesday, vote for integrity. Vote for Sam Onestead for Congress.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As police chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the sheriff's office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl Lundabot, 7:13 in the morning. 63 degrees out there. Let's go to the phones. Senator Sam Onestead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And last day before the election. How you feeling?
I'm glad it's the last day before the election.
Okay, now this is your time, so why don't we just come right out of the chute, and what's on your mind, here we are at the 11th hour. Go for it.
Well, thank you. The reason I got into this race last February was to give voters a choice. I looked at the people who were running and the people that Wally Herger had anointed, and I just thought the voters ought to have a clear choice on election day, and we hope that we've run a campaign that we can be proud of. We didn't have a whole lot of resources, but we got out there and met the people and got our message out, and I'm confident that the voters are going to make some good choices tomorrow.
You know, Senator, the big thing right now is, just looking at the news today and the last week, is the economy is tanking again. I shouldn't say tanking. That's not the right word. But we're in trouble again with, the unemployment. There's lack of jobs being done. The unemployment rate just went up. You got Spain needs a bailout. That's the fourth nation in Europe that needs a bailout. And if the Germans give it to them, then, that might help a little bit. But our own economy here. What do you see that you can do when you go back there?
Well, that's that's the number one reason, Carl, that I'm running, the $17.7 trillion debt, and yet we have leadership on both sides of the aisles, the Democrats and the Republicans, saying we need to raise the debt ceiling. And they did that last August, and now we're hearing talk that they're going to do it again in the next year. We have to stop this spending. $2 million a minute in interest to basically to China because of the overspending of the state, of the federal government. And that does not bode well for the future of America. Our grandchildren are going to have to pay that debt in some way, just like what's happening in Greece right now, where there are no government services, there is no money available for home loans, the price of homes are out of the reach of young people, there's no future for them, and the older folks are not getting the government services, and all of their investments, their savings, their retirement, are worth 30 cents on the dollar. That's what's going to happen to America unless we can get something done. And I'd like to go back to Washington and join with conservatives like Tom McClintock, who is the chairman of my campaign and my good friend, and join him and other fiscal conservatives and basically be aggressive in telling leadership on both sides of the aisles we can't do same old. We can't do the same thing we've been doing. We have to stop spending and get this debt clock under control if we're going to have any future for our kids.
Well, you know, that's a. I think that everybody has that as a wish, or not a wish, but as a goal. I heard somebody say that 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, we gave the keys to the largest economy in the world to somebody who's never run a business. I don't see. I mean, if Obama stays in, what do you see as the future? Is this going to be more of the same? Is he going to take a step back? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, first of all, we got to make sure that doesn't happen, Carl. I think job one, and everybody knows it, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, job one is to change presidents. His socialistic philosophy has done more harm in the last 4 years, I believe, than decades of presidents before him. And so that's job one. But I'm encouraged by a poll that says that not only are Republicans going to keep the House of Representatives, but we are going to take over the majority in the Senate. And that puts a Republican in every chairmanship of every committee in Congress. And I think you'll see a real difference in legislation finally getting to the president, whoever that is, and hopefully it's a Republican, that can stimulate this economy by pulling back regulations, getting rid of environmental controls, getting rid of agencies that are in the way of business, such as the EPA and OSHA and things like that. And I have a real positive attitude about being able to do something that'll create the possibility for increased jobs in the North State because of this election cycle that's coming up. I think it's a real critical time for America, and I just hate to think of what would happen if Obama wins in this fall.
Well, you know, that is a thought that a lot of people have. I mean, that Republican Party, or just the Republican Party nominating Romney, to see what kind of chance he has. But just the fact is that you would think that if you just look at records in the last 3 years, or four, it'll be 4 years, look at that, how can people vote? But you know what? This is a toss-up. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got Senator Sam Onestad on. Candidate for Congressional District 1. And, well, we've got about 10 minutes left, and we're about 8 minutes left when we come back. But there's a number of good questions coming in from the chat room.
KCNR 1460.
Wait for my daddy. Jim Polk, retired Shasta County Sheriff with over 40 years in law enforcement. I believe Sherry Beck is qualified and experienced to be our next supervisor in District 4. She is committed to building a new jail to make criminals accountable and keep them off the streets. She is focused on the safety of all Shasta County citizens, and I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck, Supervisor District 4.
I'm Sherry Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor in District 4. I have worked as an administrator for the legislature for over 25 years. I have served 8 years on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. My number one priority is public safety. We need to eliminate this catch-and-release situation. I will work to get the new jail we need to keep criminals off the streets. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County. When elected, I will work tirelessly to justify your confidence and support. Check out my website at sherrybeck2012.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck District 4 Supervisor.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
This time of year, there's a lot of politicians making a lot of promises. So the question is, who do you trust? That's simple. Just follow the money. The Sacramento special interest backing liberal supervisor Rick Bassetti are the same groups that want higher taxes to balance the budget. If you want more taxes, then Rick Bassetti is your candidate. Local families and small business owners support conservative farmer Brian Dolly for assembly. That's because Brian Dolly signed the No New Tax Pledge. And Brian Dolly will fight for a leaner and limited state government. Take it from us. We're the California Republican Assembly. Ronald Reagan called us the conscience of the Republican Party because we only support real conservatives. In the race for assembly, that's conservative farmer Brian Dolly. Paid for by the California Republican Assembly Independent Expenditure Committee. Not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning. Carl on the bot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Inside of Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's, where you're going to get the finest coffee and coffee beans, $3 for 20 ounce of your favorite coffee. It could be iced or hot. Make it up to Tobacco and Brew, our wonderfully supportive business owners here in Shasta County.
Okay, our guest is Senator Sam Onestad, running for Congressional District 1. Okay, Senator, a question in here is, what would you do different? And this is, hello?
Hello.
My sound just went off of my earphones. The question is, both you and Senator Lamothe are conservative Republicans. What would you do different than he if you were elected?
Well, I don't quite believe your statement about Doug is true.
Oh, okay.
I think that the whole gist of this campaign is to show that Doug is not the conservative that he purports to be. Yes, we would probably vote the same on 80% of the issues. But will he vote to increase the national debt ceiling? Yes, he will. Will he vote for corporate bailouts and increasing the rice subsidies in the Farm Bill, a $200 billion program? Yes, he will. And so I think there's a real difference in political philosophy, and that's one of the reasons why I ran. I know Doug. I've known him for years. And he and I have a different political philosophy. I say no to corporate bailouts. I say no to Republican leadership when they want me to take my eyes off the Constitution and have the federal government do things that they're not supposed to be doing, like subsidies, like bailouts, like voting for Obamacare, and like increasing the national debt. Why do you think Doug has 13 congressmen endorsing him? I will tell you why. It's because I have told Republican leadership back there that I will not be a team player if they keep on spending the way that they're spending. We need to think differently, otherwise this country is indifferent, is in real trouble. And unless the leadership back there, Boehner and Cantor and McCarthy, unless they realize that the people out in the real world are hurting and they can't take this debt anymore and they're finished with government as it is, we need somebody who's going to be vocal and aggressive in opposing leadership on both sides of the aisles when they want to continue down the same old path, which is where Doug LaMalfa wants to go.
Well, I think that if you're there, if you're opposing your own party and the other party, what exactly can you get done?
Oh, but I'm not opposing my own party. There, if you look, go on the website, look for the Republican Study Committee, you'll see that there is a growing number of fiscal conservatives within the Republican Party back in Washington who are adamant about stopping the spending. I mean, I can't repeat it enough. We need to stop the spending, and people like Tom McClintock and Dr. Tom Price out of Georgia and some of the others in the study committee, it has grown from a dozen people to nearly 40 people now, and it's a significant portion of Republicans back in Congress from all over the United States telling Boehner, you can't do the same old, same old. And I will be part of that group, and happy to put pressure on both sides of the aisle to get this country back on track.
Veterans issues, over 1 million cases backlogged in the VA. What would you do about that?
Well, there are some very, and that's a good question, there are some very expensive experimental programs that the Pentagon is considering, like the F-35 fighter jet, which is $1 billion a plane, and it was designed to go up against other nuclear powers with sophisticated air forces, which don't exist anymore. Everybody now owns United States equipment, and so I would junk those kinds of programs and take the money and put it towards the veterans, medical care, raise the salaries of the people in the military to attract more people into the military and make it a decent way of life for their families, and then give them what you promised when they got out as far as taking care of their medical needs.
The military doesn't have any problems recruiting or people reenlisting.
I can hardly hear you, Carl.
The military doesn't have any problems recruiting or having people reenlist. The problems are that when they come back out, there's the programs that they have. Like, you know, at the end, there's nothing there. They have backlogs like that. The big question is. Wally Herger wrote a letter to the head of the Veterans Administration, and nothing's happened. I don't think it's got a high enough. I don't think it has a high enough priority on people. And I would like to see whoever the representative is. Does that be one of their first requirements? Is for the VA to tell them what's going on with it? And you've got like 30 seconds to give your last thing here, Sam.
Well, you know, you're right. My son-in-law just retired after 21 years in the Army Special Forces, Special Operations, and had many trips to the Middle East. And when he comes home, he finds out that not everything that was promised to him is available to him, and he's just a young guy.
Sam, we've got to run. You know what? We'll get in touch with you later on this week, too, to see what your thoughts are after the election. This Carl Lindebaugh, Senator Sam Onestad, running for Congress in District 1.
Fox Business Network, markets are swinging between gains and losses in early morning trading. All three major averages are down 4 of the past 5 weeks, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Oil prices are edging higher after hitting an 8-month low. Crude's recent downward trend has been providing Americans with some relief at the pump, with the summer driving season already in gear. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.58. And Chesapeake Energy has agreed to replace 4 of its 9 board members. The plan was proposed by 2 of its largest shareholders, Southeastern Management and billionaire investor Carl Icahn. One of the new directors will be Icahn himself or someone he designates. A 5th director will also be retiring. Aubrey McClendon will remain chief executive officer and a director, but will be giving up his position as chairman. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a 2-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, I hope you're having a great day.
Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. of KCNR, which is right off of Market Street. We're going to have temperatures around 69 today, not going very much higher than where we are now. 90% chance of showers with our temperatures around 52 this evening. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have had R&B since 1985. What can I say about it? If you've got anything that needs to be sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, shapers, or gardening equipment, take it down to Anderson to 6915 Eastside Road. Give them a call, 530-365-1479. They will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. That's R&B Sharpening. Hey, our guest for this segment, this next half hour, is Gary Hawkins, who is the owner of Hawkins Company out of Boise, and is the company, of course, that's putting in a proposed shopping center on Knighton Road. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
And Linda and I have of course, been following this from the very beginning. We have no choice. Plus the fact that it's been interesting to watch everything that's been going on over the last year or so concerning the shopping center. But, you know, and we've talked about that. Everybody's been talking about it, but nobody's ever talked to the owner. And we appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Now, you've got some ties to Reading, is that correct?
Well, you know, I do. I'm 65 years old. I've been married to my wife, Gail, for 44 years. We met at BYU. I have 5 children. And I grew up in the fast food business. I had an uncle by the name of Earl Hawkins, who back in the early 50s happened to be in Southern California and saw a Jack in the Box. And he said, gosh, I think this with a drive-through window would work well in Boise. He walked in literally with a measuring tape, measured the building, came back to Boise and built one. And not long after that, he built one in Redding, California, with his friend Urban, and out there on Churn Creek Road. And then his daughter and her husband, Herb and Pam Gelkin, moved to Redding and opened what they called Herbie's Pack out there. So in some ways, we've had a relationship for quite some time with Reddy.
And when you said Herbie's Packout, my producer, Bad Bob, just went up and down in the chair here, which is unusual.
I want a Herbie burger.
So,
hey, they're great, aren't they?
Gary, how do you select a place to invest money in or to bring a shopping center in or other buildings that you all do?
Well, you know, typically we like to think that we're tenant-driven. Almost everything that we do is because a tenant wants us to do something. For instance, we have excellent tenant relationships with companies like Walgreens. We're building Walgreens number 92 in Santa Cruz right now. Sportsman's Warehouse, a company that we just brought to Reading recently, and we've been trying to get Sportsman's into Reading for 5 years, and we just haven't found the right opportunity. And when the Gottschalk's building, when it was available, and Sportsman's, of course, went through a bankruptcy, and when they got their financial issues taken care of, we took the opportunity of buying the Gottschalk's building, and which was the old Albertsons and Payless that had been sitting vacant some time. And we re-tenanted those two buildings with Sportsman's and with Goodwill. So that's one way that we find opportunities to develop, is because tenants indicate where they would like to go. We were kind of indirectly involved when Winco came appeared in Reading. They didn't end up developing a store from the ground up. They went near the mall, and of course eventually took the old home base store where they currently locate. But Winco is headquartered in Boise, and for a number of years we were their primary developer when they were doing things from the ground up.
The Sportsman's Warehouse is they have my father-in-law would take me down to Sportsman's Warehouse down in Sacramento all the time, and that's when I saw they had overexpanded by so much, and then he brought it all back together again. I was and then when it came up here, it seems like they're going strong.
Yes, they are. But what they did is they had a investment company, a hedge fund called Zeidler Investment. The Zeidler family actually some years ago used to own the Los Angeles Dodgers. And anyway, they had invested like $75 million in Sportsman's. And then Sportsman's was always a good company. You know, the problem is that they were just expanding so rapidly. I mean, they went, when just less than 10 years, they went from one store to 67 stores. They were highly leveraged. And I was sitting on the board of Sportsman's at that time, and I remember when Warren Buffett loaned General Electric $10 billion at 10% interest. And I remember the owner of Sportsman's told me, he says, boy, we're in for trouble. And I says, why? He says, well, we have a $300 million line of credit with GE Capital, and if they're paying 10% for money, and they're loaning us money on our $300 million line at you know, about 3.5 to 4%, something's going to happen. And sure enough, within 2 weeks, Sportsman's received a notice that their advance rate, meaning the amount of money they could borrow for every dollar worth of inventory that they would buy, would go from 72 cents down to 41 cents. And what happened then is they had to start liquidating, and they just put them in a spiral, and they eventually had to file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because they had a bad company. It was because they were highly leveraged, and it was because of what was happening in the capital markets.
Well, that's, you know, that's in the, you know, the interesting thing about that was I read that in a newsletter that Sportsman Warehouse wrote, you know, put out saying, hey, you know what, we did a few things wrong. But they're, you know, they were coming back. We got to take a break here. Our guest is Gary Hawkins from Hawkins Company, the parent company for the, about the proposed shopping center at Knighton Road. When we come back, you know, Gary, I want to ask you, and we've got people on the line too. But I want to ask you, how did you get started? I mean, you've got a company that's highly rated in the United States. And you're a relatively small firm, family owned. I'd like to know how you started and how you progressed up to this point.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
He's a guy that you can trust that's going to get the job done. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
What strikes me about Brian is his honesty.
Brian Daly has done a wonderful job in Lassen County. We are debt-free now.
On June 5th, I will vote for Brian Daly.
Vote to send Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
What does it say about a man when he won't stand up and admit he's wrong? What does it say about a candidate when he can't control his own staff? And what does it say about us if we elect that man to Congress? It's a good thing Doug LaMalfa isn't our only option. We have a choice on June 5th, and the right choice is Sam Onestead for Congress. Sam is a man of integrity, with a reputation for straight talk and common sense built over a distinguished career as a state legislator. Sam is a man of honor, who served the people of the North State well and showed the courage of his convictions. Sam Onestead is a man you can trust. And that says a lot these days. This Tuesday, vote for integrity. Vote for Sam Honestead for Congress.
I'm Sam Honestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Honestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samhonestead.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, Carl and DeBott. Oh, gosh, our guest today is Gary Hawkins from Hawkins Company LLC, the company, parent company that wants to put a shopping center into Knighton Road. And before we left, I asked him, how did you all get to where you are now? I mean, you've been doing this for a while, obviously, and you have your family-owned company, but yet you've been pretty successful. How did you get this thing started, and how have you gotten to here?
You know, I got in there a little by default. Of course, a lot of people get into real estate by default, thinking they were going to do something else, and they end up in real estate. But I, of course, grew up in the fast food business. I remember back in the seventh grade, I used to have to run from the junior high over to the Packout in Boise. So I'd be there at the side window to wait on the kids when they got there at lunchtime. And then after that, I always tell a story how I got so good at peeling potatoes, we had an hour for lunch. And after all the kids were fed, I could peel 100 pounds of potatoes by myself in 32 minutes.
Hey, Gary, when was that? What year was that?
That would have been 1950, I'm going to say maybe 58, something like that.
Okay. All right. I was just asking that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm 65 years old. I grew up in the fast food business. I graduated from BYU in marketing because I was going to sell hamburgers. After graduation, I wanted to get in the business, but I wanted to own some of my own stores. And in my father's family, there was a family with Earl that started the Packouts. There were seven boys and one girl. They all grew up on a farm where they had a dairy and they grew sugar beets. And anyway, when I came back to Boise from school and wanted to start selling hamburgers, there's just too much competition and too much feeling with other family members that, hey, we already have a burger business. You have to do something else. Anyway, at that time, they had, and they had changed the name. Some were still called Packout that Earl had. Others were called Red Steer. The Red Steer side that my father was involved in, they had 41 stores at that time, 30 Red Steers and 11 Kentucky Fried Chicken stores. And I had done some, when I was in college, during the summers, I had done some real estate work. And I decided, well, if I can't sell hamburgers, I really enjoyed real estate. So I talked to, in Boise, to some of the brokers. They said, oh, you just can't jump into commercial. You have to do some residential. And then you can work into commercial. So I moved to Salt Lake. I spent 4 years there. The broker there told me I had to take the CCIM, which is Certified Commercial Investment Member classes. They had a series of six classes. I took five classes in the first 3 months, even before I got my real estate license. And then I was doing general brokerage in Salt Lake. I was working with people like Safeway, Albertsons, and I decided that I wanted to own some of these rather than just do brokerage and collect a commission. First development I did was in Montpelier, Idaho. I found a site for Safeway. There was 2.5 acres next to it. I decided I wanted to buy it. I still remember it was the individual selling the 2.5 acres wanted $45,000 for the 2.5 acres. I didn't have $45,000, so I talked him into taking $25,000 in cash and subordinate 20 of it. I signed a lease with Sprouse Rights, signed a lease with Coast to Coast, lease with Taco Time, which had a portable building, walked into the bank, and they said, with these leases, we can finance it, and that was the very first development that I did.
Well, when you were doing this, and now, if what I understand is all your developments are funded from within the company, is that true?
That's correct. You know, we borrow money, but we don't. We don't go back to the New York funds. We don't. Out of 240 projects that we have developed, we maybe have five partners. When I say five partners, many of our employees, I'd say 25% of our employees are owners in the projects that we do. And so we are not just a family-owned, but we are a family and employee-owned company.
Okay.
And of the five that we had, I have outside partners, they typically owned the property, didn't want to sell it. We had a tenant that wanted to go there, so we ended up doing a partnership with them. But we did not have any large financial partners. It's always been our philosophy that, hey, if we can't afford to do it ourselves, then we don't do it.
Okay. We've got to take a break. We come back. We've got people all lined up on the phones to ask you a question here.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Gary Hawkins from Hawkins Company, developers and of the Knighton Road Shopping Center, or proposed Knighton Road Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
Rumors spreading around, you know, it's taking time, but the sack outside the game.
This time of year, there's a lot of politicians making a lot of promises. So the question is, who do you trust? That's simple. Just follow the money. The Sacramento special interests backing Liberal Supervisor Rick Bassetti are the same groups that want higher taxes to balance the budget. If you want more taxes, then Rick Bassetti is your candidate. Local families and small business owners support conservative farmer Brian Dolly for Assembly. That's because Brian Dolly signed the No New Tax Pledge. And Brian Dolly will fight for a leaner and limited state government. Take it from us. We're the California Republican Assembly. Ronald Reagan called us the conscience of the Republican Party because we only support real conservatives. In the race for Assembly, that's conservative farmer Brian Dolly. Paid for by the California Republican Assembly Independent Expenditure Committee, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebott, 7:53 in the morning. Our guest is Gary Hawkins from the Hawkins Company, LLC, and the proposed developers or developers of the proposed shopping center on off of Knighton Road. Good morning and welcome back, Gary.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we've got a question. John, good morning. Do you have a question?
Hold on.
John, good morning. Do you have a question for Gary?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. And good morning, Bad Bob. And good morning, Gary Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Hey, fine. Thank you.
Mr. Hawkins, if Measure A is defeated and the Board of Supervisors' decision is repudiated and reversed by the electorate, will you withdraw your pursuit of the shopping plaza or will you pursue legal action to overturn the referendum's action?
We haven't discussed that in detail, but we don't plan on walking away. I mean, we've spent $8 million there today. So we will do something, whether we come back with a different plan, but we will do something with the property. The frontage, there's already 6 acres that's zoned commercial there that we could do something.
Yes, I
know. And all we're asking for is this land that has been designated as a commercial area since, I think it's 1981, that we're asking to expand on the existing commercial. And so we may come back with a different size or a different plan, but we plan on doing something. We've invested too much money in it to just throw up our hands and say that we're not going
to
do it.
I wanted to say to you that I've met with both Jeff and Brian, and you've got two tremendous representatives of your company. Regardless of whether I agree with the development or not, I think you got some really, really great people working for you.
John, thank you. And we would agree. I mean, that's the greatest asset we have in our company are our employees.
Well, I'll tell you, those two certainly are. And I just wanted to ask you, I wanted to mention one other thing and have you comment on it, and this is meant sincerely. You mentioned being tenant-driven, but are you community-driven, Gary? Because there's still,
well, yeah,
you know,
because
this is a tough community, and there seems to be a lot of reaction to what's going on, and it's not very positive.
Okay. We like to have something that's a win-win. In other words, that, hey, we end up with a good project. The community ends up with a project that they're pleased with. The tenants end up with a project that they can do sales from, and that that everything becomes a win-win. But we have there are always different kinds of obstacles that you come up to in the different types of developments and places that you do it. And typically there's a way of sitting down with all of those involved and getting them to resolve so that eventually there can be a project. I mentioned Carl earlier.
If I may,
yes.
Regardless of the outcome, you seem like a really nice guy, and I wish you the best of luck. I hope you have successes in the future wherever they are.
Well, thank you for so much.
And have a great day.
Thank you.
The John is a very very vocal opponent of the shopping center, but he's also a very sincere person, and so I think I think the fact is that I wish that there was a big win-win for right here for everybody, just as you're talking about.
Yeah, well, that would certainly be our goal.
Well, we sure appreciate you being on. You got anything else there, Gary, before we have to break here for the news?
No, I don't think so. Other than, hey, we love Reading. We like Reading. We think there's a great opportunity there. For at least 5 years, we have been trying to get into Reading. We have tenants that want to go near where the mall is. There's not anywhere to go there. And so we found a location that we thought would be a natural to go to. We have spent almost 5 years, lots of money. And we feel that it's a location that we would like to develop, and that some way or another we'll get something worked out.
Okay.
And we appreciate the opportunity of working in Reading.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and thanks for being on the show. I know you have. I know that it's probably the first time that you've had an opportunity to talk to everybody, or somebody to talk to you, because we've talked to your. We've talked to all the representatives who've been here for all the debates and both sides being on the radio and everything.
I have a philosophy that says you hire I hire people who are smarter than me and people who like to do the things I don't like to do. And, these guys, I think, are doing absolutely a wonderful job. And if we don't succeed, we at least want to know that we have done a good job and that we have been fair in our approach and the things we've been trying to do.
Okay.
And thank you very much for being giving the opportunity to be on your program.
Well, we've tried to get everybody on all the sides, but nobody's ever talked to you, and that's why I wanted to take this opportunity when this thing came up, just to talk to you today, just to find out who you are, Anyway, thanks a lot, Gary. We got to run.
Hey, Carl, thank you. You have a good day. We're waiting for the election tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so are we. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We come back, enjoy magazine. Put a little smile on your face in the morning.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Stop the violence now in the name of humanity. That's what the head of the UN is urging Syria's regime as the rebels keep fighting back. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
Ban Ki-moon says that International Envoy Kofi Annan's peace plan is still central to resolving the Syrian conflict, but a spokesman for the Syrian rebels says they're no longer committed to it. The rebels now say they must defend their people and are calling for a no-fly zone and a buffer zone to bring President Assad down. They had given Assad their own deadline last week to stop the bloodshed. Activists say rebel fighters killed over 80 government soldiers this weekend, Dave.
Emily, the deadliest attack in Iraq since March has left 23 dead, more than 70 wounded in a suicide car bombing right outside Iraq's main religious affairs office for Shiites. The blast so powerful the building's facade was blown off. NATO has worked a way around Pakistan, an agreement with other countries to move military equipment and other supplies. Pakistan shut down a key supply route 6 months ago after U.S. airstrikes killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. It's the trial coming out of the Penn State scandal. And the day before it gets started, a ruling not favorable to Jerry Sandusky's alleged child rape victims. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
The alleged victims in the Penn State child sex abuse scandal would avoid disclosure of their names as they requested. The judge also banning tweets and other electronic communications by reporters during the trial. Jury selection begins tomorrow, and the judge also has yet to rule on the defense's motion to have all or some of the charges tossed out. Jerry Sandusky facing 52 counts of abusing 10 boys over 15 years, Dave.
Jeff, a new study says women who survived various forms of cancer as children, treated with chest radiation, are at higher risk for developing breast cancer as adults, a 1 in 4 chance by age 50. The New York researchers suggest screenings for some women starting as young as age 25. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be.
Just call 1-800-706-2787.
Don't wait another day.
Just call 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787.
The U.S. is going to be able to search three new areas in Vietnam for more than 1,000 troops still considered missing in action from the war. And there's more coming out of Defense Secretary Panetta's visit to Vietnam as well. This involves letters that were found on a soldier back during the war.
The Vietnamese gave Secretary Panetta some letters that had been taken off of the body of a sergeant, Sergeant Steve Flaherty of Columbia, South Carolina, who had been killed in combat. He was with the 101st. Those letters had been taken by the North Vietnamese and used for propaganda purposes.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin traveling with Panetta. They don't cover the health care case or the also much-awaited ruling on Arizona's immigration law, but new decisions are out from the Supreme Court, and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has details live in Washington.
A pair of Secret Service agents will not face a wrongful arrest lawsuit. A man arrested at a Colorado shopping center in 2006 during a visit by Vice President Cheney claims he was arrested simply because he expressed anti-war views, the court rejecting that in a unanimous opinion. In a split decision, the court also rejecting a challenge from taxpayers seeking a tax refund from the city of Indianapolis. The court upholding the city's decision to refuse refunds to some homeowners who paid a sewer tax in one lump sum instead of an installment plan. Those who paid in installments ended up having to pay less, Dave.
Jared, President Obama gets a little help from an ex-president today. Bill Clinton will join him for three fundraisers in New York City. One of them in a theater is called Barack on Broadway. This as Republican rival Mitt Romney campaigns and fundraises in Oregon. A terminally ill convicted killer in California will not be spending his final days at home after all. Carl Wade was supposed to be set free under a compassionate release program, but he died just hours before. Wade's release was held up for weeks after a judge initially had blocked it. On Wall Street, the Dow down 12 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. Gosh, it's June the 4th. It's raining like crazy out there. It's 8:05 in the morning. And I will not do what the chat pack said me to do because I think it's physically impossible.
What they want you to do? Fly to the moon or something?
No, it was
hit the moon.
No, it's just it was. No, there's no rolling donuts involved either. No, I'm just kidding.
It wasn't bend over.
Our
and,
chat
oh, no.
pack is not like that at all.
What's our number?
Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Gosh, and the weather today.
Well, I was going to say, let's talk number 66 degrees currently right now in the downtown cities. It's going to be 69 with 90% chance of showers today. It's raining outside right now. And 52 tonight. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Wanted to put a plug in that, yes, Father's Day brunch with fly fishing, with a fly fishing exhibit. So take Father, take Dad, take a buddy, take somebody who's on Father's Day out there, and they're going to be showing you how to fly fish out there for Sunday brunch. And speaking of numbers, let's talk about what's happening in the Market Minute with Wells Fargo. Good morning, Josh. What's happening?
Hey, well, good morning. The major averages are looking to halt a three-day losing streak marked by concerns over slowing global growth and weakening U.S. jobs outlook. Currently, the Dow's down 24 points at 12,094, while the NASDAQ is down 1 at 2,746, and the S&P 500 is down 3 at 1,274. Oil's up 24 cents at $83.47 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.55%. Gold's down $3 this morning at $1,619, while silver's down 24 cents at $28.27 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Home Depot's up 76 cents at $48.73. Cisco Systems is up a nickel at $16.02, while J.P. Morgan's down 47 cents at $31.46. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know what? Wells Fargo Advisors, what great people. And they're over there on Park Marina Drive. If you've got any questions about the stock market or what's going on, as most of us do, just go ahead and give Josh, Susan, Kathy, and Chris a call or just walk in there because I'm sure that they'll be glad to help you. Okay.
Thank you, Josh.
And they're on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And now we have Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Interesting show.
Well, you know what? We go from politics to politics, because it's that time of year. But now we're going to Enjoy Magazine, which is huge. We love them.
Yes.
Anyway,
what's happening tonight?
What do you got going?
Another success story of someone achieving the American dream.
You know, it's absolutely true. And here's the thing, too, is that, you know, here's a guy that built something. You know, I'm talking about Hawkins, but it's about anybody. You're right. It's about Enjoy Magazine and the people there. They took something, an idea, and have built something.
And you know, the truth of the matter is in any system, there will be winners and losers, and there is no way to circumvent that. I mean, if anyone is looking for an absolute guarantee that something will always be there and always work the way they need it to, they probably should get a government job.
Well, speaking from somebody that had a government job for 30 plus years, Elizabeth, thank you.
No, you were serving your country, Carl.
Oh, okay.
By people with the headphones on.
I don't
under,
consider
I
that
like,
a government job. Hey, you know, and I have to say that all of this politicking and just the intensity of it, I'm ready for it to be over.
Well, you know what, we, when you're in the radio business, and especially talk radio, you get into it, and so that you, it's constant. But and if you're in radio too, especially talk radio, people want to advertise on it. So we kind of like this. I'd kind of like to see one of these every year. But
the free market system at its best.
And it is. And you know, we've learned a lot. We have learned a lot. You know, our last time we were still pretty new, and then but this time around, we've got a lot of things. You know, if we're going to do this, we need to do this, and all those kind of things. Anyway, what's going on today?
Okay, so at the Reading Tea Party tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we are going to be having a gentleman by the name of Chris McCafferty. He is actually an extraordinary individual. He's a young guy, and he is from the North Carolina coast. He is about the third generation in a family that has made their living in commercial fishing. So again, you've got a family legacy that he's involved in. And like many of the issues that we face on the West Coast with the timber industry, with mining and agriculture, he's been fighting exactly the same environmental battles with his commercial fishing business. So he's actually taken on the fight. Truly, he is amazing. He's been on We the People radio twice, and he's now traveled out to California, and he will be joining us tonight.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And, you know, we want to have him on, too, because it's a and there's somebody else who you also had on that from on We the People is the guy that was for the fast track train. And
yesterday.
Right. Yeah. And then is now really against it here in California.
Yeah. And, you know, he's a fan of high speed rail, given that it's done properly and that the expenditures are in line. But when he saw the project slated for mid to Southern California, he immediately withdrew all of his support and jumped on board against the fight.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth, tonight, 6 p.m.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks so much for calling and listening and having the show on our station.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Bye-bye. Elizabeth, I just have to say, she is a class act. She's one of these people who shows up and is such a supporter of the community and is not afraid to get in there and get scruffy and, talk about, subjects that a lot of us are just, I don't want to go there. But anyway, so we're waiting for John Dixon. Is he on the phone? Okay, he's going to be calling in. We've had our lines filled up to hear about John's experience with the Riverfront Playhouse this Saturday night, seeing None Is Naughty Knickers. Of course, that's playing till July 16th. Is it Nana?
I don't
Nana's.
Know.
Nana's
Naughty
Knickers.
Well,
because I had the director on Thursday night. I kept saying Nana because, Nana, Nana.
I like Nana's
It's Nana's Naughty Knickers. Of course, we have the folks from Enjoy Magazine here, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We love this segment. It's so nice to take a break. We've been talking about politics, but it's so nice to take a break. We've got to take a break before we take the break. with what's happening with Enjoy Magazine, I think you've got a great twist and a really wonderful addition, and we got to go. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. One of my opponents, while she was serving on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, approved an illegal and unconstitutional fire tax. We've already paid for fire protection. I will not support any new taxes of this type. It's time for proven leadership in Shasta County. And as always, I will support a two-term limit and will refuse all retirement and health care benefits. Vote Patrick Henry Jones, District 3 Supervisor. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2012.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
California's first congressional district is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Doug LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
He's a guy that you can trust, that's going to get the job done. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
What strikes me about Brian is his honesty.
Brian Daly has done a wonderful job in Lassen County. We are debt-free now.
On June 5th, I will vote for Brian Daly.
Vote to send Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning here in the KCNR studios. It's 8:16. Ow. That's Big Kenny and John Rich. Oh, I remember when they came together. I was songwriting in Nashville when Big Kenny was on his own, and then he teamed up with John Rich. Then they hit the roof. Okay, it's the 4th of June. Talk about music. Talk about performances. John Dixon's on the line, and you went to represent. You represented KCNR on theater night at Riverfront Place. How's welcome to the show?
Morning, Linda. And Carl and Bad Bob and the fabulous staff there at KCNR. And yes, I did attend and represented KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott.
I love it at
the Nana's Naughty Knickers show, the play at the Riverfront Playhouse, which is a fabulous venue for live theater. And Janessa Britton was the directoress, and she did a fabulous job. I mean, that show came off bing, 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 just as it was supposed to do. As always, I enjoyed the comfortable intimacy of the Riverfront and wanted to give an acknowledgement to Foster and Sandy, who are the concession workers that handle the selling of the drinks and whatnot there. And they're a fun couple, and they have a lot of good times, and they interact with the audience at break time and whatnot. Very, very personable people. Nice part of the overall experience of the Riverfront Playhouse. Again, kudos to the cast and crew of Nanny's Naughty's Knickers. It was entertaining. It was funny. The lines were delivered on time, and the acting was superb. And that pretty much is my theater wrap-up for the week.
Oh, thank you very, very much. And I hope you kept your knickers on.
Oh, I was so happy to see. You know, this is our media night. You know, we love that. Dan Kupski goes around and says, here's tickets. This is your media night. Well, of course, we couldn't make it. We said, John, go on up and represent us. You represent us so well and just, you know, introduce the crowd. So loved hearing your feedback on that. Thanks so much. Well,
Linda,
know we can count
can
on
close,
you.
If I can close with one other last thing. In the representation, I pointed out to the audience that KCNR was going to be at the Relay for Life on June the 9th to help defeat that monster cancer and to raise funds for the research and you know, treatment of people who are suffering from it. And I invited the entire audience to come out and join you on June the 9th through Sunday. So I don't know how many are going to be stuffed into your tent.
Yay, we'll make room.
But hopefully a lot will turn out, and they were very receptive to the consideration of Relay for Life. So
great.
Thank you.
Just wanted to let you know.
All right.
Well, thank you, John.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're going to start hitting that
bye,
hard.
Bye, guys. I'm off for Sacramento.
All right. Bye-bye.
Drive
hey,
safely.
Let's get Enjoy Magazine in here. Let's get them into the fight.
Good morning, Rhonda Ball.
Good morning.
Good morning, James Mazzotta.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was my little there. I just spent
week at ecology camp with my son in Southern Oregon, and their class actually has several Swiss-German exchange students. And so
how do they start the day?
Well, there was one girl that's she's fantastic, but that was her and my communication the whole entire, every time she saw me, it was, Guten Morgen.
And you would say, hey, what is happening?
Das ist gut. Oh, well, we have so much to talk about, and we can go through the Enjoy the June issue.
Is here.
Of Enjoy is out, and boy,
that a cute cover.
It is a darling cover called Summer Reflections.
You know, all of our magazines are gone already.
Yeah, I know.
You gave us a box of them.
Almost
a
day.
They're gone.
Almost ours are already gone.
Yeah. Right. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We come back, we'll start running with it. As soon as we get back from this break, Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. We have Enjoy Magazine. You know what? I think politics is over
let's get feeling good here.
Until tomorrow.
Election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
This time of year, there's a lot of politicians making a lot of promises. So the question is, who do you trust? That's simple. Just follow the money. The Sacramento special interests backing Liberal Supervisor Rick Bassetti are the same groups that want higher taxes to balance the budget. If you want more taxes, then Rick Bassetti is your candidate. Local families and small business owners support conservative farmer Brian Dolly for Assembly. That's because Brian Dolly signed the No New Tax Pledge. And Brian Dolly will fight for a leaner and limited state government. Take it from us. We're the California Republican Assembly. Ronald Reagan called us the conscience of the Republican Party because we only support real conservatives. In the race for Assembly, that's conservative farmer Brian Dolly. Paid for by the California Republican Assembly Independent Expenditure Committee, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
What does it say about a man when he won't stand up and admit he's wrong? What does it say about a candidate when he can't control his own staff? And what does it say about us if we elect that man to Congress? It's a good thing Doug LaMalfa isn't our only option. We have a choice on June 5th, and the right choice is Sam Onestead for Congress. Sam is a man of integrity, with a reputation for straight talk and common sense built over a distinguished career as a state legislator. Sam is a man of honor, who served the people of the North State well, and showed the courage of his convictions. Sam Onestead is a man you can trust, and that says a lot these days. This Tuesday, vote for integrity. Vote for Sam Onestead for Congress.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Currently 68 degrees, 8:23 in the morning here. I love it. Okay, now we have been talking about, the chat room's been just flying over. The keys are hot, smoking. lots of stuff going on. Of course, tomorrow is voting day and all these politics. But this is the reprieve here. Love it, because we're talking to the folks who make Enjoy Magazine happen, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, and, of course, all of your staff. It takes a team. But the June issue is out, and it's called Summer Reflections. And looking through the magazine earlier, I was talking about there's so many wonderful outside. You guys are always bringing to our attention really cool things that are going on in 10, 12 counties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how do you want to start?
Actually, it's even just slightly expanding now. Now we're even saying 13.
13 counties. Good, I like it when you said 13. Well, you know, when I drive around, when we've been driving, because we just drove back from L.A. and we've had to drive to different places, you know, I think about, oh, wow, that would be really cool. I read about that in Enjoy Magazine. We got to make time to do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what the magazine's purpose is to, you read it, it's in your head, you're out and about, and it triggers you to take action and do something that you normally maybe wouldn't have thought of doing, but because it's in your head, giving you a little brain and itch to try something new and experience. There's just so much to do. And then the vice versa. Now we're really a great place for when you are out and about and you see something that's marvelous and you think, my gosh, this would be a great article for everybody to read and enjoy. You know, email a story idea to Rhonda, because that's how it works.
That's how most of them get in.
And you get booked up, what, almost a year out, yeah, with people who are like, oh, Rhonda, you got to cover this, you got to cover that.
Yeah, I'm pretty booked through the year.
So that's spectacular. Uh-huh. And we also...
However, that's not to frustrate people, because it goes in and she's very good at filing and keeping them, because, you know, something changes.
Right.
We have to have a fill in. And then, you know, she tries really hard, because what do we get, like mid-year, you're going to start basically booking out all of 2013.
Yes.
Like, yeah, now are the ideas, if you've got something coming up that you know of that maybe people have, it's never been covered before, for mm-hmm. Christmas, mm-hmm. for the fall, mm-hmm. you know, or for the holidays, there may be something that you know about that's coming up that would be perfect to really share with our beautiful North State.
Yeah, and those files are always on my computer, so I refer to them a lot if I have, you know, I need to fill a space or a story doesn't work out or things like that. So,
well, yesterday, just for an example, we were talking about the golf, the 9-hole golf course up in Weaverville. And we were talking about because we drove by the golf course here. And I said, they did a great story on the golf course in Weaverville. There's new owners. This is great restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And talking about, you know, Carrie Regan.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that just some of the great stuff that you guys cover that makes us want to go and do that. So let's talk about what's happening now in the June issue. And why don't you just shoot? Tell us how do you start?
Well, this one is a pretty heavy farm issue, I think. There's a lot of stuff about outdoors, a lot of stuff about eat local and grow organic foods. And it's also kind of Chico heavy, too. We have a few stories from the Chico area, which is kind of a nice little change. One of the stories is about the Big Room in Chico at the Sierra Nevada Brewery, and they have live music usually on Monday and Tuesday nights. And it's a great place. It's beautiful. And
fantastic
space. They did a really nice job. And they have great beer there, too. So
that's a big staple here in the North State. They're famous. We're famous for that. It would uh-huh. be like, well, Napa's famous for...
Yeah.
Well, Chico has Sierra Nevada Brewing Company.
And I love it. I have a friend that lives in Europe, and she sent a picture that at a grocery store, and they carry it there, too. So
now they have a big room for headliners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And what's great about Monday
and
Tuesday...
what a great success story.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't really know their
story.
It's
now an international company.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they just, from what I understand recently, are getting ready to break ground and or build a new manufacturing and brewing facility somewhere back east or in the mid-south somewhere, like maybe...
In a different...
Yeah.
I don't remember where it was. I remember hearing that, but I don't remember
But they're
where.
Going to be, I guess this is where they're going to be doing the beers in cans, because now they just do bottles, and for some reason they have to offer cans because the cans are... able to be used in certain, you know, public places where bottles are not.
Oh, sure. Really?
You can fill them up with rocks and you can throw them.
Or like ground yeah. fill.
Hey, by the way,
somebody
just wrote in and said they just loved the Beck. By the way, we love the story in the back page of this month's Enjoy.
Oh, the kayaking? Which one's the back issue? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Love the find.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so. I love what we're going to talk about. I love to close the program, if you guys always will, with, you know, what's in the store, because that's uh-huh. always just super cool. But, yeah, the kayaking, you always think about that. Oh, well, we'll talk about it. One thing at a time.
I know it's hard to
get. I know. Where do you want to start?
I really like the shooting one, of course. Uh-huh. But that, I mean, but I've known those guys, and this is a very big, this has gotten really big.
It's a big deal.
Big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, they really
this
take it seriously.
I mean, you're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars yeah. being spent on this.
And
stuff.
They're really passionate about it, yeah.
The article's called Bang Bang, and what page is that on the magazine?
That is on page 31, and Sandy Tillery wrote it, and it's the Shasta Regulators, and the Hat Creek Rifle and Pistol Club, so Redding Gun, and the Redding Gun Club. So, and they do an event every month, and, yeah, there's a lot of money invested
what's
into
the,
their
what
equipment.
What is their, not to put you on the spot, but what is their purpose? What do they just...
What it is, the Single Action Shooting Society, is they got into this thing where they dress up in the old 1880s, you know, stuff, and they carry the same kind of weapons. And they have these shootouts, like, you know, the Tombstone Shootout.
So they're reenactments?
Well, it's not really reenactors because they don't go out and walk them down the street. They just... They shoot at targets, and it's competition is what it is, and including even riding horses and shooting. So it's a competition, but also people get to go and dress up in the old 1880s, and they all have names, Texas Red and all this. We got to take a break here. Our guests are the great people from Enjoy Magazine.
KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Canadian psycho in headlines, Luca Rocca Magnotta arrested in Berlin, according to a Canadian official. Magnotta, suspected of killing his boyfriend, posting video of the murder online and mailing body parts to Canadian political party offices. Rebels in Syria say they're done with a UN-backed peace plan.
According to activists, the rebels attacked checkpoints and destroyed tanks in fighting from Damascus to Idlib. Some commanders in the rebel Free Syrian Army did warn that they'd no longer recognize Kofi Annan's peace plan if President Assad failed to stop the violence by Friday.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. Chance of some violent weather.
Severe storms will be possible today in the southeast, the Texas Panhandle, and in parts of the northwest. The main threats will be large hail and damaging wind gusts.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's down 33. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Sherry Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor in District 4. I have worked as an administrator for the legislature for over 25 years. I have served 8 years on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. My number one priority is public safety. We need to eliminate this catch-and-release situation. I will work to get the new jail we need to keep criminals off the streets. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County. More jobs, helping businesses prosper, and working to streamline the permit process and reduce permit fees. I will devote my energy to opening the new veterans home. When elected, I will work tirelessly to justify your confidence and support. Check out my website at sherrybeck2012.com. When marking your ballot, be sure to check Beck. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County. I'm Sherry Beck, and I approve this message. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck District 4 Supervisor.
California's 1st Congressional District is at a crossroads. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who take money from special interest groups to further their own agendas. We can no longer afford to elect career politicians who continue to line their own pockets with our tax dollars while asking us to make cuts. We must not elect Dud LaMalfa. He is unethical and does not know the difference between illegal conduct, fraud, and political satire. His actions are indefensible. He is misleading you. He is not one of us. As your next congressman, I will represent this diverse district and all of its citizens fairly and equitably. I will always act honestly, with strength and integrity. I will never forget that I work for you. I'm not taking donations, will not accept the Cadillac health care Congress offers only to itself, and will not stay in office longer than 6 years. I'm Michael DeQuisto, and I'm running for Congress. I approve this ad. Please vote for me on June 5th.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interest by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, June the 4th. Great day, 2 days from now. D-Day, anniversary of D-Day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My gosh, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to go to, a great place to get your hair cut. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue.
All right, we're here with the folks, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We're talking about...
two kids behave over there.
I know. So, let's go to Movies in the Park, one of the great seasonal things that happens here in the North
this week. Lots of stuff happening.
We kick it off this week. Friday, yeah. Caldwell Park, down just by the water's edge, west of the swimming pool.
By the northern...
It? Right below what used to be the Carter House Museum.
Now it's the art... I forget what it's called.
All right. So what's on the agenda here as far as the Friday movies?
Just lots and lots of fun. We just always want people to remember that this is, you know, such a great way to relax. And spend time with friends and family. It's so great because, you know, you're out on the grass and kids are playing, and inevitably you end up talking to the person that's sitting next to you. And we have people now that, you know, we're going on, what is this, season four?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Where, you know, now they've met people and this is what they do. And they look forward to summer because this is where they met them, and now they're great friends.
And their kids play together.
But, you know, and I'm surprised because we have such a diverse age.
Love it.
Spread. I mean, there are young kids that come out on their own that are in their teens, and then we have our faithful, more mature people all the way up into their 80s, you know, that come out with their little chairs. There's a couple, there's quite a few couples that come that I've
fallen in love with. So bring your blanket, bring your picnic, bring your, just enjoy.
Yeah, we'd like to let people know that we have a hot dog cart that does like chips and gourmet hot dogs, and we have kettle corn, and this year I think we're going to have a snow cone machine. And
you have hot dogs?
Really good hot dogs.
You have hot dogs?
All right, so what's playing this Friday?
This Friday is Men in Black. I'm pretty sure
it's the original.
The latest
one was pretty good, too.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it, but I try to go for those originals first, and then we'll do sequels over the years.
Yeah.
You know, people can always go to our website, which is www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com, and get the schedule and the locations. There are movie trailers for you to watch. There are also information on each movie. There's Common Sense for parents that kind of help with determining if the movie is, appropriate age-wise. We have got some emails with people that are, you know, wanting more children's movies, but we really have to strike that fine balance between our age groups, and that's why you'll see a diverse movies from, you know, action movies to Disney movies and stuff, just because we really have to try to service the entire community. Our schedule is set. There's going to probably be a few changes. I'm having some issues with Disney.
Snow White?
No.
Cinderella? Okay, do we ever have any of...
I've had issues with Disney, too.
Bambi? I mean, some of those would be fun to go see.
But they're really hard.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. Maybe they're very strict. I should say this... It's not an issue. It's my issue working within Disney's rules. Disney's very clear on what their rules are. So
now remember,
this year when I was booking movies, there were a few movies that I booked that I didn't realize actually were Disney or owned by Disney.
Okay.
Well, they've got that other, I think it's the name of the Buena Vista.
Yeah, and they also Pixar.
Pixar and all that's Disney, but you don't know that. Yeah. It's kind of like...
But here's the beautiful thing is that you can go on a Friday night and take your family, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
They do pass, if I'm not mistaken, you pass around a bucket, and if somebody can make a donation, then the money will go towards a charity of your choice.
It's a charity that we usually sponsor. So each we do is we adopt a park each month, and we adopt a charity for that month to support. And then they get it, they have the opportunity to stand in front of you. And share who they are in the hopes that you are, one, maybe somebody that didn't know they existed and want services or need services, two, to help them get the just the name out and the awareness and hope that people may feel passionate about volunteering. And then they usually have some type of a fundraiser going on or raffle to help support them and raise a little
bit of
money.
It would be so cool. My thoughts are if everybody gave a buck.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody that was there gave a buck. The nonprofits would surely benefit. And it doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes they have a really good night, and sometimes it's not so great. But I always think, gosh, if everybody could just give a buck, that would be
awesome.
And
the other thing people need to realize, I think would be good, and I'm sure you probably have said this, is, you know, this isn't paid for by your tax dollars, folks.
No, I know.
This is we're doing this because we want to, you know, enjoy, we want to bring this to you.
This is all grassroots.
Grassroots. Yeah.
This
we
is me
get
getting
back.
Out, going right. into the communities, asking for money to support the licensing and insurance. And, you know, we have always had our great supporters. You know, so, I mean, with that, even just giving a shout out, our academy level, supporters this year, which are our big hitters, are, Rolling Hills Casino, Members First Credit Union, thanks Josh, and, In-House Marketing and Advertising. So
they're a good group, that In-House.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty awesome.
They're close to home.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, it sounds really great. We're going to take a break here, and we are talking with Rhonda Ball, James Masada. What's happening in the June issue of Enjoy? We've got some great stuff coming up. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
He's a guy that you can trust, that's going to get the job done. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
What strikes me about Brian is his honesty.
Brian Daly has done a wonderful job in Lassen County. We are debt-free now.
On June 5th, I will vote for Brian Daly.
Vote to send Brian Daly to the California Assembly. Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government.
As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire. Free Fire Radio.
It's 8:44 in the morning, and our guest, of course, is Ron Ball and James Masada. We have such a great time. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Crown Motors of Redding, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all the surrounding areas. They're local, my friends. Your neighbors are making deals with you to buy, probably the second biggest purchase you're going to have after your house is that car. And Crown Motors is going to give you a great deal. Like I said, they're local, they're your neighbors, and if you're not going to buy a new car, but you need that used car, well, they've got cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take great pride in what they sell. They take great pride in maintaining the vehicles, and you can't ask for more than to have a local dealership that takes pride and takes responsibility. And that's what Crown Motors of Redding does. Go visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call, 223-2177, Crown Motors of Redding.
All right, James and Rhonda, you're up. Let's talk about, we both have got the magazine open to local real food. Love this article.
It's a great article. It's about the Turi Family Farm in Tehama County, and they have a food truck, but their food truck is full of food that they've grown on their farm.
It's brilliant.
It's a great idea.
It's
they
a
have,
great looking
yeah.
truck.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's not really a truck.
Oh,
it looks more
man.
Like a vending
yeah.
truck, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's uh-huh. a yeah, it's a food truck. So they go around to farmers markets and they sell hamburgers and
the hamburgers from what they've grown,
right.
the lettuce is from what they've grown.
Yes.
Everything in there they can tell you on your burger today is maybe if they don't have that lettuce, it's from the people down the street who have the lettuce. So they can literally tell you the buns are from Chico.
Everything.
Love
yes.
this.
Yeah,
this
it's a neat idea. And Tony and Marianne turn.
Is it T-U-R-R-I?
Turi, yes.
No, and they also, you'll see in the bottom of the article and the last paragraph that they go in the Red Bluff area. That was Fox News. Hello. I hope that's all it was.
Oh, my God. My immediately, you know how hyper I am. Yeah. I thought it was an emergency coming through for you. And I'm like,
no,
run for your life.
No hurricane warning. No. Okay, so Bob forgot to turn a signal down. Anyway, we love him, and that happens that sometimes we forget. So, anyway, on the back paragraph there, it talks about the Red Bluff and Chico and different areas.
And Corning, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, what a great idea.
Do they not come to Redding yet?
No, they don't come to Redding, but they're in Tehama County.
They would be great on a night that if they would, because they said their 15-year-old kid worked harder than any adult, according to your person who wrote the article, but they would be great to have maybe on a movie night.
They would. They
Ooh,
would. And that would be
good
something
match.
That would be something we'd have to do in the future, because with my vendors I contract, or not contract, but they give
yes.
their exclusivity, because if it gets to be too many vendors, then they don't make money.
Then it becomes like a fair.
And then those vendors at Movies in the Park give 10% to
20%
to the nonprofit.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. So they have to participate as well. So
anyway,
that is a great would be a great vendor.
These guys are great. So it makes me want to go to the farmers market, take a trip down to Red Bluff for a trade. Not that it's far. Hello.
It's not. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about Denore State is it's really not that far out of Redding or Chico or wherever you live to do these things. I mean, you know, It's
another farm twist story that we have is that having a field day, and this is an event that's taking place in Richvale. The Lundberg Family Farms outstanding in their field event, and people purchase tickets and they go to this farm, and this is in the Chico area. And they have a dining experience on this rice farm,
field.
Is this that famous picture that we see where it's this beautiful tables lined up out in the fields?
Yep.
It looks like mine.
I thought maybe it was just like a wedding experience, but this is all of us can have a field. Okay.
It's kind of like a from field to fork, and the story is the organization is called Outstanding in Their Field, or In Your Field, and They started in Santa Cruz, and now they have over 90. They do this over 90 times a year, as far away as Italy, and it's a pretty amazing
What is
event.
The date on that? We have to look that
the
20, up.
It is the 23rd of June, and it's in Richvale.
Okay, so that's midweek.
Its tickets are a little pricey.
Yeah.
But what an experience.
But it's an amazing experience.
That would be a great motorcycle ride, by the way. I'm thinking about that right now. June 23rd. And it looks like it's probably, ride. Is it a sunset to say the time? I'm not really sure we can.
It doesn't, oh, it starts at 4. Yeah.
So it's perfect.
It
You're going to have a sunset out there.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Yep. Great, great.
And then they bring a chef in, and the chef cooks all this food.
Ooh.
And these guys have rice fields, and he said, I think they have 19 different varieties of rice. So,
well, Lumberg, I think, is one of, if not the largest rice producer in the world.
I think they're one of.
Yep. Love it.
Yep.
So, they've got great products just all the way around that.
Yeah, the picture's fabulous. That's page 67. Now, you can go online and you can see all of Enjoy. I love how you just click it and you can turn the page if you can't get the magazine. And how do we do that?
It just go to www.enjoymagazine.net and you'll see the latest issue. There's some click buttons that say archives or whatever, but if you click on the picture of the latest issue, it'll take you there. And you can either download it as a PDF file or you can. There's another button that's called Browse, and it'll actually open it up like a magazine where you can flip the pages, and all the websites are hot linked to take you to the advertisers' websites. And we also have a archive bar, which has all of our magazines that since we've started that you can actually look at online at any time. So, and, you know, that's becoming more popular as, you know, it's harder and harder to get Enjoy magazines because they go so quickly.
Right.
We get, unfortunately, quite a few people coming in looking for an issue, and we'll say, they're gone.
Well, ours are gone in probably, 2 days?
Hey, here's a little sidebar about, you know, how wonderful it is to network. Your friend Mike Huber and Estate Granite got into a sideline of making wonderful barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one right here at the front of the station, and what we're going to be doing Relay for Life next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the ways that we're trying to raise funds. $5 a ticket or 6 for 20. And on the Monday after Relay for Life, we're going to be giving that barbecue away.
And it's a barrel barbecue.
It's a barrel barbecue. It's so cool.
KCNR 1460 on it.
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, for those of you who can, you know, afford 5, 15, 20, whatever it is, come by and drop it by the station and we'll give you tickets.
And it's an incredible cooker. We quite often go over to the Salado's house for our group dinners with all of our close friends and obviously drink way too much wine. But Mike barbecues 5 different meats and different rubs in his barrel barbecues that he makes. And I am not a big beef eater. It's just not something that I've ever really enjoyed. But I'll tell you what, I would knock a grandmother over to get to this stuff.
I know we're going to take a break here. We come back. This is what I love about you guys. You just don't bring such great sunshine here. KCNR 1460, our guests are the folks from Enjoy Magazine. What's going on in the June issue here? We'll be right back.
What does it say about a man when he won't stand up and admit he's wrong? What does it say about a candidate when he can't control his own staff? And what does it say about us if we elect that man to Congress? It's a good thing Doug LaMalfa isn't our only option. We have a choice on June 5th, and the right choice is Sam Onestead for Congress. Sam is a man of integrity, with a reputation for straight talk and common sense built over a distinguished career as a state legislator. Sam is a man of honor, who served the people of the North State well and showed the courage of his convictions. Sam Onestead is a man you can trust. And that says a lot these days. This Tuesday, vote for integrity. Vote for Sam Onestead for Congress.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day
and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This time of year, there's a lot of politicians making a lot of promises. So the question is, who do you trust? That's simple. Just follow the money. The Sacramento special interest backing liberal supervisor Rick Bassetti are the same groups that want higher taxes to balance the budget. If you want more taxes, then Rick Bassetti is your candidate. Local families and small business owners support conservative farmer Brian Dolly for assembly. That's because Brian Dolly signed the No New Tax Pledge. And Brian Dolly will fight for a leaner and limited state government. Take it from us. We're the California Republican Assembly. Ronald Reagan called us the conscience of the Republican Party because we only support real conservatives. In the race for assembly, that's conservative farmer Brian Dolly. Paid for by the California Republican Assembly Independent Expenditure Committee, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow we're going to be, Trish Clark's going to be here along with a couple other people. We're going to be discussing the election and different initiatives and just talking generally and just talking about what we think, what we've seen. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading and Harley Davidson. What can I say except David and Robin have been doing this since 1977. They have a full range of accessories, anything you could possibly want, of course, and the bikes, and their service department. I went in there this Saturday. With the battery. You need a new battery. Walked in. Not only did they have it fully charged, but then they took the old battery out of my car, so I wouldn't have to carry it back in. This is what you expect from the people from Reading Harley Davidson. It is great service. Great
and you
sales,
rode it that day.
And I was riding that day.
There you
go. Go visit them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Remember, experience the ride, live the dream. Ready, Harley Davidson.
Our guests this morning are Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. And I just chuckle a little bit because we sometimes bounce over each other. When there's a break, you think, I'm coming in. You guys have been working together how long, James and Rhonda? You guys seem to really meld together. Work so beautifully well together, and you were part of this whole creational process.
Yes, we've worked together. I've worked with James since 98, so what is that? Like 14?
That's longer
like
than most marriages.
Yeah, I think like 14 years. So.
And the magazine just gets better, and things that you do like, your movies in the park and other events that you stamp, have the Enjoy stamp on. People know that when they're associated with you, that it's going to be first class. Always. Well,
thank you.
That's really nice to say.
Yeah.
Well, no, we hear that from people.
We work really hard for that.
Yes.
You know, we're human beings. We make mistakes, but... I mean, really, we try hard to be good neighbors, good community builders, you know. So
what's happening, if you don't mind me asking, because, of course, you know, as we travel in the summer months and we're going to visit friends out of state, family out of state, weddings, what's happening in the Enjoy store that's different this month?
The Enjoy store, it's always new. The Enjoy store has exploded. We are bursting at the seams. It's amazing. We still have many people that don't realize that we have a brick and mortar store. They always think it's just an online store, which we don't even have our online store available yet. And here we are, almost a year and a half into it. That's getting really close. So we're really excited to announce that we're getting very close to getting the online store up and running. We are desperately, desperately working and trying to find ways to, expand. Because we really need it. We have 1,300 SKUs in the store now. So right now is a great time to come down and think about Father's Day. We have some great Father Day items.
I've been looking for the unique one from my father who loves to cook.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have pistachios. That's what we featured mm-hmm. in this month's issue. Mm-hmm. That we did a little fun article in there, or a fun ad in there.
I love that ad.
Poured out pistachios in the shape of a heart. We've got some really great ties, but they're made of chocolate.
Ooh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, it's things change all the time.
Who's ever heard of it? That's great. A chocolate tie.
Mm-hmm.
And Chocolate Dana Net is the one that does them.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
High
and,
quality.
Okay, and so you also have wonderful jewelry. You have wooden products.
Yep. Hand
carved. Local artists.
Turned bowls.
And
pins.
Then you've got a couple gals in here that are.
Yeah, this month the feature that we're doing is on the Polka Dotted Apple. That's the name of their company. And they are two teachers from Cottonwood. And they produce, just probably 50 different items easily. We have them featured in there right now. They have this really great chicken wire bench with some of their hand-sewn owls and their beautiful burlap pillows.
Burlap. I love that, Mr. and Mrs. That is so cool.
Those are really popular.
I love
popular.
Those owls. The owls are adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you can see off to the side there, they have two purses. And those purses are beautiful. They're burlap purses with, like, cotton lining. One is a over-the-shoulder purse that's kind of vintage-looking, and the other one is a burlap clutch.
Ooh.
So they're
darling.
Very, very sweet, and they're very talented.
Well, we always appreciate you being on, and, of course, we're going to have to wrap, the Enjoy issue, the Enjoy June time of you guys coming on the first Monday, and you always come the third Thursday on my show. So we will hear more, and are you going to be probably having some of the guests that you have and some of that cover in your issue, which I think is great. You get to meet the artists and people responsible up close.
And we bring on our advertisers.
Yeah, love it.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much for being here. Just remember, good guys against the bad guys. We got the good guys in here with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. An international manhunt for a Canadian killer is over. The suspect captured in Europe. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher has this live.
Lisa, a German newspaper reports that 29-year-old porn actor Luca Rocca Magnotta has been arrested at an internet cafe in Berlin. The Canadian porn actor is accused of videotaping the murder of a 33-year-old university student and then posting it on the internet. Magnotta is wanted by Canadian authorities on first-degree murder charges. They say he killed the man, June Lin, whom he dated. Officials also say Magnotta is accused of mailing Lin's dismembered body parts to various Canadian political parties. Lisa?
Jessica, thanks. Two Secret Service agents shielded from a lawsuit filed by a man they arrested after a confrontation with then-Vice President Cheney. The man claims he was arrested for expressing anti-war views. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling 8-0, he cannot sue the Secret Service agents, however, stopping short of granting agents broad protection against claims of retaliatory